I'm actually enjoying not spending money. And I don't want anybody to tell my husband. But I really am liking it. I went into an Apple store the other day. I didn't update my phone or my watch. That is the Lord at work in my life. And I'm not being dramatic. Seriously, because I can figure out a way where I need it for the betterment of society to have the latest and greatest Apple products. I went to the Apple store because my watch wouldn't charge. And turns out it was the charger. Turns out the watch is fine. I felt like such an idiot. I felt like a toddler on a table. Just like so embarrassed that I couldn't figure out that the charger was the problem. I changed the block. I changed the cord. I changed the outlet. Like I did all the things. So then when I got out of the store, I couldn't find my car. And I was so tired. I just wanted to go home because I hadn't updated anything. I didn't have that adrenaline of I have the iPhone 13.
Right.
I'm still rolling around in the gutter with the 12, guys. It's so embarrassing. Series 7 watch? No, I've got the 6. I don't even look away. I'm hideous. So I was already a little dejected. And then I go and I remember it was the blue garage.
Oh.
And so I went and it was blue 1. And I knew it because I said it like 93 times to myself. And I thought, I should take a picture of this. It's fine. I'll just turn it into like a song. So I bebopped around about how it's a blue and it's a 1. And that's where I'm at. I come out. I can't find my car. So I go to blue 2. I was like, I really thought it was 1. I went back to blue. I'm hitting the panic button. I can hear my car. I can hear it. It is nowhere to be found. I thought I was losing my mind. I'm like, I already can't charge my watch. And now I can't find my car, but I can hear it. So I walked around for like 30 minutes. Then I just sat down and cried for a little bit. So I was like, I can't with this invisible car. Nobody at Subaru told me that my car is sometimes invisible.
If you want to hear more of that episode, head to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell and join our Strug community. We have over 100 episodes over there that you haven't heard yet with strategies to struggle well, and you are sure to feel less alone as we share a little more freely over there some of the triumphs that have kept us from running away from home at least for one more week. So over on Patreon, we release unedited video versions of our podcast. But best of all, you get exclusive access to the Patreon community. We just had a live event with some of the members and it was the best one yet because we had some great giveaways like we always do. But Em also came up with some really unique conversation prompts and we got to know each other a little better, which was very sweet. So happy new year to you guys. We will be back next week talking about struggling well through disappointment. And we finally get to share some of the interviews we've been talking about. We have one on cyclical parenting coming up, one on special needs parenting, and one on talking to your kids about all of the inappropriate things that they can find online and how to make good choices with that and how that impacts their brain. Anyway, we are really excited to bring back interviews in 2022. And we'll see you all next week. Mom Struggling Well is brought to you in part by PrepDish. Emily has been talking about PrepDish for somewhere around 4 years. And if you follow Rebecca, you will notice that she just now tried PrepDish and she regrets not trying it sooner. Allison and her crew have created all kinds of meal plans to keep your family happy and healthy too. There are 3 different types of meal plans you can choose from and every one of them is based on whole food, so you really can't go wrong. You download or print out your weekly grocery list and shop for exactly what you need to make your meals for an entire week. You come home, you follow simple instructions on how to prep for a week's worth of meals. Allison laid out the steps in the fastest and simplest of ways, and during the week at dinner time, you simply heat, eat, and enjoy those healthy meals. So the things that we really love about PrepDish is that it gets you out of your box. You will be surprised at how simple and delicious meals can be, even when your family's not used to eating fish or you don't really do a lot of soups. Rebecca is finding out that even her picky eaters are quite interested in what Allison has created. The other great thing is you can order groceries online in about 10 minutes because your list is already made for you. And after I've added just my PrepDish ingredients to my grocery cart, sometimes I'm only at about $60. I also love that I'm making foods for my family that are healthy and brainless for me. But what I really love is prep day. I get in my zone, I listen to music, and I find that it's one of my favorite parts of the week. And then all week long, I am so happy with myself that I took the time to prep, because weeknights are super duper easy. Head to prepdish.com/MSW today and try it for 2 weeks free. Head to prepdish.com/MSW today and get 2 free weeks of meal plans from Prep Dish. That's prepdish.com/MSW for 2 free weeks, and let them help you today.